This is Twit.
I saw this when they posted it on Google Plus and immediately said, you know, I'd love to play this on the radio show. Little did I know that every media outlet in the world would pick this up within minutes.
TV is everywhere.
It's on the Today Show. It's on the Nightly News. It's everywhere. I'll play a little bit of it. You've certainly heard it by now. Veronica and Ryan are moving. And, of course, good friends of the Twit. And they're moving. He was the former, former editor-chief at Engadget, founder of, Geek, right?
Gidget.
What's it called? Digit?
Gadget.
Gadget. Brilliant guy. Great guy. Regular on Twit. So is Veronica. They were moving and they wanted to cancel their Comcast service and take up a new service called Astound, another provider. Brian is in the other room while Veronica's trying to do this. And after about 10 minutes of hearing her get more and more frustrated, he gets on the line and records the conversation with one of the most
return the cable car for us.
Aggressive retention specialists I've ever heard, a Comcast representative. Comcast apologized via Twitter almost immediately.
It sounds like you don't want to go over this information with me. I mean, if you're not wanting to go over that information, okay, then that's the easiest way to get your account disconnected.
I am declining to state why we are leaving Comcast because I don't owe you an explanation. So if you can please just go proceed to the next question. If you have to fill out your form, that's fine. Please proceed to the next question, and we'll attempt to answer that if possible.
Right. So, I mean, being that we are the number one provider of internet and TV service in the entire country.
The guy will not take no for an answer.
But you know what's beautiful about this is that Ryan uses a customer service tone of voice.
He does not lose his temper, which I would have.
You with the F word, you wouldn't imagine. I would have been going berserko nutto. My kids can tell you what that sounds like. But no, Ryan stayed extremely calm and just said, "Are you done? Are you done now, sir?
Can you go to the next page? Because I want to cancel." The guy says, "Well, I've already done it." And then Ryan says, "Can I have a confirmation number?" He says, "No." First of all, Comcast admits it's an employee. It's not some third party. This was an employee.
But also Comcast doesn't admit this is the culture they've created.
Right.
They try to blame the employee or we're embarrassed by this employee. I'm sorry, no. This guy is doing this because he's afraid he's going to get shot when the prisoner escapes.
I think that we agreed. We talked about this, yesterday or the day before. I think we agreed that the likely case is that this representative, it will cost him money, either cost him a bonus if for every person who cancels on that phone call. So the guy's fighting for his life. This is not about Comcast. This is about money. And so whether Comcast is embarrassed, whether the guy is poorly trained is not the issue. You create this culture by rewarding people for not letting people cancel. And one hopes that Comcast will get a better idea thanks to this. I doubt it. Anybody's ever spent any time on the worst thing that happens, and this has happened to me because I've had similar conversations, is that you get tagged by the office of the executive at Comcast. And I think it was because I'm a internet broadcaster, radio broadcaster. But for some reason, I kept getting calls from them, and they're even worse. They're supposed to be nice. They're supposed to, Brian really cares and wants to make sure you're happy, but it ends up being worse. I end up yelling at her too.
I gotta say, I mean, that stuff's not uncommon. What surprised me though was I had in like the past 2 months, I had two things that I had called AT&T. You know, if you're dealing with your cell phone, you don't normally think this is gonna be great, but I had called them because I was trying to check on the new plans, and you know, they had come out with this new plan for the family plan or whatever, and it ended up like reducing my bill like $60,
right?
And they put me on it, and it was like, yeah, we'll move you over to this, is much better, you should be on this sort of plan. And then I went and I got a new phone, and they're like, yeah, we're gonna give you this new phone. You know, I bought the new phone. I'm like, oh, I want to pay full price. I don't want to be on the contract or whatever. And then like, okay. And by the way, we're going to take $100 off because you've been a regular customer for so long. And I was like, what? I don't understand what's going on here. And then the other day, Time Warner, this was like last week, I get an email from Time Warner because they're our cable company here. And we don't use cable with my using for the internet, but they're like, we've sped up your internet speed, and you just need to order this new thing box, and we'll send it to you. So I'm like, oh, okay. So I get the new box and I plug it in, and I'm having some trouble with it. And of course, I plug it in at like 1 a.m. right, and I call and somebody answered the phone right away, and they like talked me through it, and I get it all going, and I went from like 10 megapixel whatever to like, you know, to 30. I mean, like, I have speed like I can't believe. And then I was having problems with the router, and they sorted all that out, and I was like, I'm sorry, I thought you were like my cable company. I was supposed to hate you. I mean, I was like, I've been in that kind of situation that Ryan's been. I've gone through that with like Verizon when they kept changing my hotspot and they started charging me for a hotspot they didn't. I went to the iPhone, and suddenly the hotspot that I never got charged for, they started charging me $30 a month for, even though I paid full price for the iPhone. And I can't tell you the number of conversations I've had with Verizon where they just go round and round like, well, we don't offer that plan. And I'm like, I know you don't offer that plan, but that's what I was paying, and that's the reason I paid for the new phone, and you're supposed to give me the same thing I had before. So why isn't somebody just enabled to do
this? Try getting a Nexus 7 connected with those bozos.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, and so...
Now you know why Jeff's so angry.
But in contrast, it has driven me...
I was a nice guy before that.
It's driven me so much in insanity with Verizon that I'm seriously thinking about just leaving them entirely. I mean, I have three different phone providers because, you know, you go out, because you do it professionally, you want to have every network and you can cover the stuff. And then they're like... And so I look at the Comcast thing and I think, yeah, you know, yeah, you're maybe going to lose some people because you didn't manage to retain them. But the better way to retain us would just be better customer service, even if we want to leave.
Well, that must be apparent to Comcast at this point, because this is a huge black mark of this.
You know, you think it would be apparent to them, but what happened with the whole Comcast guy and all that stuff and all these things, and I'm waiting for my... You know, how could you still be having this sort of thing happen
now? It also
costs
you in another way because, I mean, they also realize that in many cases you don't have a choice. So I don't have a choice. If I'm going to have cable TV, it's going to be from Comcast. But it does cost you in other ways, Comcast. For instance, I really want Turner Classic Movies on my Comcast. I've gone online and tried to do it. You can't. And I am not going to call a Comcast representative because I loathe every time I've talked to Comcast, my blood pressure's gone through the roof. So you've, in effect, I want to spend more money with you, and I won't because I don't want to talk to you. That's not the kind of reputation you want in the world.
It could affect, what it could really affect is Congress can latch onto this now and say, well, you're going to let these people merge and become an even bigger cable company? Yeah. This is how they treat customers?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the real impact here.
Veronica Belmont and Ryan Block have single-handedly blocked the Time Warner Comcast merger. Right on.
You should hope. We should hope. And the other thing is, I didn't read the story yet, so I'm doing the horrible thing of sharing before I read. But I saw a link go by right before we got on the show that part of the reason that Ryan wanted to the two of them wanted to shift was because of Comcast net neutrality stance.
There you go.
I think I put a link up.
He says, we told him our reasons. You may think we're being intransigent, but we actually told him several times our reasons. That was not the reason the representative continued to harass us. He just simply did not want to cancel. Very simply.
I it wasn't great. I didn't put up with it. But a young girl has already made a song out of it.
I'm sure there's many.
Oh, it's going to go. Yeah,
I hope it goes forever. I just live on forever.
I only wish we'd had the first 10 minutes of Veronica going back.
Oh, poor Veronica. Yeah, well, she's sweet. She would not.
But obviously she got so frustrated that he had to take over. But it was his strategy is just brilliant.
Yeah. He just says, you know, he keeps his cool and just... And I'm glad he recorded it. And I'm glad he posted it. By the way, he posted it on SoundCloud, and it's really fun to look at all the comments as you go along. All the people posted, you know, because you can put little...
But he was also great. He took out the name of the rep, and he also, when Comcast did apologize, he's very clear back to them saying...
Don't fire
You shouldn't fire the rep. Yeah. This is a Comcast problem. It's not the rep problem.
It's not a rep's problem, although that rep probably could do better in another field.